Welcome back to the Yellow Jackets Soccer Show. Coach Don Trenum will join us and Danny Ritter. Our thanks to RBC, Dane Rauscher, Jackets & Company, GM Petroleum Distributors. We'll be right back with the coach. Talk about the weekend, the season winding down. They head on the road again, St. Martin's and Western Washington. Western Oregon, check that. We'll have a preview with the coach when we come back on the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show.
No, 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 no. Nobody has the selection like we do. Nobody saves you money like we do. Nobody's gonna treat you like we do. No, nobody, nobody, nobody.
For the best deal on any new Chevy car, truck, or van, or any used car for that matter, nobody sells them for less. Nobody. Then your volume discount dealer, Danny Menhold Frontier Chevrolet Hummer, 3000 King Avenue West.
Back in the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show with the head coach of the Lady Jacks, Don Trentum. Our thanks to Perkins Restaurants, Orthopedic Surgeons, and State Farm Insurance. Coach, let's go over the week at home. A good win on the conference with Central Washington, and you drop one to Western Washington. Just recap the weekend for us.
I think just, two challenging games over last weekend. Thought we played well in both of them. Unfortunately, we dropped the second one, but played really well. Did well against Central Washington. I thought we put together a pretty complete game. Managed to win a tough 2-1 game against a good team in Central Washington. And then on Sunday, I thought we had our chances to go up early. Unfortunately, couldn't get a goal, and they managed to get one before half against us, kind of midway through the first half. And in the second half, we had a few chances, but again, they kind of caught us a little bit on a counterattack and put second one past us, but we battled all the way through the 90 minutes, and it was a good effort. It's like I've told a lot of people, I thought it was two good teams in the conference going head-to-head against each other, both playing very hard and battling, and we just kind of came up on the short end that day.
You seem pretty pleased with the effort. What was the difference on Sunday?
They scored two, and we scored zero. I just think the difference was is, I think it really comes down to that. They just finished their chances, and we didn't. But, we definitely created a few chances, just couldn't manage to get the ball in the back of the net.
Was this kind of similar to start the weekend? Also, you had a little more opportunity and finished.
Yeah, I thought, against Central Washington, we probably had a few more opportunities than we did against Western Washington. But, it's one of those things in this game where, this conference anyway is a good conference. There's good teams all the way through it, and you might play a great game, you might think you played a great game, but in this conference it sometimes takes more than a great game to win it.
Well, it's going to take this weekend. You hit the road, things winding down. We've got about five games left, and two big ones on the road, all conference games remaining.
Yeah, we got five games left in the regular season, Pat. We're still focused on trying to get to that goal of getting to the NCAA tournament. We certainly don't think that's been eliminated yet. I think this weekend is going to come down to, two teams that we beat in the first half of the season, but two teams, again, in this conference that are difficult games and difficult because even more difficult because they're on the road. I think against St. Martin's, we're going to have to come out and play a good game and obviously get a winning streak going, and then hopefully win that game on Friday, and then travel down to Western Oregon and play another tough team in Western Oregon that's going to require a focused and another strong effort to pull that one out as well.
And you talked about the focus. What are the challenges the opponents are going to present this weekend, St. Martin's and Western Oregon?
Well, both teams are, they don't have winning records, but I know for them, they're, as for us, anytime you lose to a team in the first, the first meeting during the season, the second time you play them, you want to beat them. So I think they're going to come out really hard against us, and it's going to, I think that's going to be our biggest challenge is, when a team comes out hard on you, hard against you, and you're on the road, you have to come out even harder and find a way to get that goal. I always think the best thing to do is get early goals on the road, and that's going to be our focus this weekend. Oh. And of course, defensively, I think we haven't had a lot of shutouts this year, and we have to find a way to keep them out of our net.
All right, Coach. Good luck.
Thanks a lot, Pat.
Don Trenum on the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show. Our thanks to SignPro, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, and Chinook Wireless. When we come back, Danny Ritter out of Great Falls, the sophomore, will join us on the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show.
Jim, the theme of our next float is ice cream. Now, get this, it's a float of an ice cream float. Get it?
Oh, yeah, that is clever stuff.
Well, that's what the first annual Farmers Insurance Agent Matt Clark Parade is all about, Jim. You know, Matt was extremely clever in helping the parade sponsor choose just the right coverage.
So when she had that fire, she came out smelling like a rose.
Farmers Insurance agents help you get the right coverage. Farmers Insurance, do you love your insurance agent?
Welcome back on the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show. Denny Minhold, Frontier Chevy Hummer, Yellow Book USA, First Interstate Bank, and Clock Tower Inn. Some of the sponsors and the corporate partners bringing you the broadcast and supporting Yellow Jacket Athletics. Danny Ritter, the sophomore midfielder out of CMR. And Danny, talk a little bit about the seniors on this team. Four of them, now one goes down injured. The importance, they got to really have a value to this program as the coach, and these guys help turn this thing around for MSUB.
Definitely, the seniors have a... They're great leaders, and they...
What about, just talk a little about your start in soccer. CMR, Great Falls. Have you always played? Did you pick it in high school? Did you play other sports? Talk a little bit about that before coming to Billings.
Yeah, I started soccer early age competitively and, stuck with it. Played a little basketball and did some track, and soccer was dominantly my passion, so I stuck with that, and I ended up here at MSUB, and...
Who helped you develop that, the passion and stuff? Coaches, parents, family members? Where'd you get to soccer? Because all the players are pretty good at this level, and at some point or another, the high schoolers have to pick a sport and hopefully go on to college and concentrate on one. Maybe there can be unusual cases where they can play volleyball or something else. When did you decide, and who helped you progress in the sport?
A lot of my push was from my parents. Mm-hmm. They influenced me a lot and supported me throughout the sport, and really helped me to follow through with this, and had a lot of confidence in my ability to play. And I had some great coaches throughout, I had Gale Wages and Great Falls, and a lot of confidence in my abilities, and wanted to watch me succeed and tried to help me develop into a good player.
What about the challenges coming to the college? I mean, either with the school books or the soccer play. Well, what comes to mind in the differences at this level, either in school and on the soccer field?
Definitely college soccer is a little more stressful. You got a lot more responsibility to get your schoolwork done, and you have you're held to a higher standard on the field, and, you have that responsibility too. But definitely school is, a priority, but being able to handle the stresses of, your personal lives and your school and soccer, having to shuffle that around.
Danny Ritter with Great Falls and CMR, Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show. And talk about Danny the rest of the year. We've talked to the coach all year. How have the players felt coming into this season, how you guys have done, and how have you progressed this year?
I think we've all had a really positive outlook about the year. We're still pretty confident. We know we're coming off a pretty rough loss this weekend, but I think we have the potential to be a great team, and I think we just need to fine-tune our game, and I think we're able to make it to the NCAA tournament with a lot of heart, and I best get the result the next couple of games.
Talk a little about your captain, Brittany. When she went down, how tough is that, for the team, because there's so many emotions going by. Is the adrenaline still flowing, and it's, what was the challenge, and how difficult was it to continue playing after the injury?
Well, definitely, we're still feeling the loss of Brittany on the field, but I think we're all coping with it in different ways. She was a big part of our team, leading scorer, and, great captain, was a great leader. But I think that there's other players that are going to step up in their position and represent and play for her and, in her name. And, unfortunately, she was a senior, and it's hard for her to come off like that. And
how cool was the sister thing with the number and the goal? How did that fire up the team? Sammy scoring the goal for her sister and wearing the uniform and things like that.
Oh, it was a very cool moment, and I think everybody was excited, and for her, Sammy gets to wear a number, and it's a great feeling.
Danny Ritter with the Lady Yellow Jackets, and finally, Danny, what about school? Have you decided what you want to do, after soccer? I know you're still young as far as the school books go, and a couple of years left. Any ideas what you want to do in the future?
I got high hopes to become a registered nurse anesthesiologist, so I've got lots of work ahead of me.
Well, good luck with that, and good luck with the rest of the soccer. A lot of soccer to go, as Coach mentioned. 5 regular season games, and hopefully more for the Lady Yellow Jackets. Thanks for the visit.
Thank you.
Okay, Danny Ritter and Don Trenum will come back and wrap it up on the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show.
At First Interstate Bank, we have the world's smallest checkbook, the First Interstate Visa check card. Use your check card like a check anywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Use it at gas pumps and grocery stores to make everyday errands more convenient. Or use your check card to get cash at over 130 First Interstate day and night teller ATMs across Montana and Wyoming. Best of all, it's free. There are no annual or monthly fees. It's a checkbook. It's an ATM card. It's First Interstate's check card. First Interstate Bank, member FDIC.
Back on the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show, Pat Boland, Don Trenum, and Danny Ritter, thanks for their time and the interview time. They've got St. Martin's on Friday, I think it's 4 o'clock Montana time, and Western Oregon at about a 1 o'clock kickoff as they're out west playing in the GNAC with 5 regular season games to go, 3 on the road, and then the Jackets will return home Northwest Nazarene, Seattle Pacific, and close it out on the road at Seattle U. For so Don Trenum, Danny Ritter, thanks for the visit. Pat Boland on the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show.